The Cree Indians asked their chief in the autumn if the winter was going to be cold or not. Not really knowing an answer, the Cree chief replied that the winter was going to be cold and that the members of the village were to collect wood to be prepared. Being a good leader, he then went to the nearest phone booth and called the National Weather Service and asked, "Is this winter going to be cold?" The man on the phone responded, "This winter was going to be quite cold indeed." So the chief went back to speed up his people to collect even more wood to be prepared. A week later, he called the National Weather Service again and asked, "Is it going to be a very cold winter?" "Yes," the man replied, "it's going to be a very cold winter." So the chief went back to his people and ordered them to go and find every scrap of wood they can find. 2 weeks later, he called the National Weather Service again. "Are you absolutely sure the winter is going to be very cold?" "Absolutely," the man replies. "The Cree Indians are collecting wood like crazy." Well, it never hurts to be prepared. The problem here is that no one can predict what kind of winter is coming, and both relied on the other to make their prophecies, when neither knew anything at all. It's hilarious. But it's also just as hilarious when we put stock in the predictions, prophecies, and prognostications of the pundits, professors, philosophers, and legions of expert professional pontificators crowding today's electronic screens. Scarce few know anything for certain, assuming they even want to propound truthful predictions. For those of us who've been paying even the slightest attention, we've noticed that the vast majority of talking heads are promoting agendas. Of those, seemingly huge majority are all pushing the same agenda. And when that agenda is examined, it's found to contain all manner of evil, deceit, and chicanery. With the passage of time, a simple comparison of previous statements and current declarations reveals the stark hypocrisy oozing from all of them. And yet, when confronted with their own flagrant duplicity, most will try to talk out of both sides of their mouth simultaneously, while a few others will just remain silent, waiting for short attention spans to forget and their monstrous lies to blow over. One obvious example is climate change. It's becoming undeniable that the whole climate hysteria was a demonic global scam. Even Bill Gates admitted recently that the apocalyptic catastrophes predicted have not only failed to materialize, but they were overblown from the start. And yet countries the world over are still spending billions and trillions of dollars on carbon reduction technologies and behavioral modification remedies for what we know is a make-believe crisis. Hopefully, the madness of pell-mell spending on these white elephant projects will stop soon. Climate alarmists, particularly poster child Greta Tintin Eleonora Ernman Thunberg, are still screaming that the sky is falling while raking in millions. When her follower count falls, she'll try to pivot to another extinction-level pseudo-crisis that people will have to give all their attention and money to save our species. Domestically, many have assailed Trump derangement syndrome and in their warped, perverted, depraved minds blame the recent shooting of two National Guardsmen in Washington, D.C. on Trump's crime-fighting policies. For, as we all know, for peace and happiness in America, we just need more crime, fewer laws, fewer police, and just more social workers, more assistance programs, and more money. More of other people's money will solve everything. Didn't you know? Clearly, the plethora of agendas and mindsets tend to coalesce into two broad categories of behavior, conservatism and progressivism. Neither term is all-inclusive, and neither accurately defines those who self-identify with either camp. So then, if neither the Cree Indians or the National Weather Service know what's really going on, then who should we listen to? Clearly, we must take all our cues from God, all our cues. To whom is Holy Spirit speaking? Who is hearing Him and spreading His word? Do we even bother to find out? Are we even trying to be prepared for what's coming? Actually, it's not hard to be prepared. Our Savior, Lord Jesus, assuredly wants us to know. Look at Matthew 24 we just read. It's lengthy, all about what's to come. The disciples asked, He answered. Actually, He prompted them to ask by uttering the shocking, unbelievable prediction that the gorgeous temple, one of the ancient world's wonders, most beautiful buildings on the planet, bigger now than ever, that had stood proudly for centuries, would be utterly demolished. So, of course, the disciples asked when this would happen. And then the Lord gave them a teaching for the ages, including, most importantly for us, this age now. Matthew 24:4 records his first warning. At that time, deception will run rampant. So beware that you are not fooled. Are we seeing this right now? Have our bureaucracies and institutions ever been more dishonest and deceitful than now? Their lies are being exposed despite the incessant claims of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, NPR, PBS, and so many other of the legacy news media outlets and programs and movies. ABC, owned by the Walt Disney Company, has been so egregious in its agenda-driven reporting and programming that there have been calls for it to be shut down completely. So the question is, do we listen to it? Allow ourselves to be influenced by it? Even unconsciously? In verse 5, the Lord warns of waves of imposters who will claim they are Him and lead many astray. In verse 6, He says, You will hear wars and revolutions on every side, with more rumors of wars to come. Sound familiar? Or have you not been paying attention? The breaking apart of the world systems is destined to happen. Yes, it will happen, and we're already seeing the cracks forming. You know, the latest estimate of the world's total financial assets amounts to over $1.08 quadrillion. Dollars, a staggering amount. But compare that to the total indebtedness of the world. The world's debt now totals approximately $388 trillion and rising rapidly, particularly in the wealthiest countries. In most of the largest of them, the total debt exceeds their total annual gross domestic products. In other words, the whole financial system is unsustainable. At some point, fairly soon, the whole edifice will come crashing down in a catastrophic tragedy. The Great Depression will look like a walk in the park. At that time, the Antichrist will arrive, promising to rescue the world. Well, we should know already what to expect when he presents himself. Verses 7 and 8, there will be terrible earthquakes, horrible epidemics and famines in place after place. This is how the birth pains of the new age will begin. Haven't we seen the beginnings of these signs? The frequency of massive earthquakes keeps increasing. Epidemics and famines are proliferating, not decreasing. Many powers that be, supposedly benevolent elite globalists, are unleashing these pandemics on the planet on purpose for their own nefarious agendas. We've seen that with COVID. The Lord warns us next in verse 9 through 10, expect to be persecuted, even killed, for you will be hated by all the nations because of your love for me. Then many will stop following me and fall away, and they will betray one another and hate one another. We've seen this even in America. More Christians are being killed now than ever before, than in all previous history combined. In verse 11, the Lord tells us, many lying prophets will arise, deceiving multitudes and leading them away from the path of truth. Note, these prophets claim to be believers, part of the church. Think Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, and many other lesser-known religious folks who award themselves grandiose titles to gain a following, more clicks, and more ad dollars. Filthy lucre strikes again. In verse 12, the Lord warns, there will be such an increase of the sin of lawlessness that those whose hearts once burned with passion for God and others will grow cold. Yes, when seeing others breaking law after law with impunity, are we not also tempted to do likewise? Applying that to interpersonal relationships, and we easily see many treating others with contempt rather than the love of Christ. In verse 14, the Lord throws out a final major sign. Yet through it all, the good news of heaven's kingdom will be proclaimed all over the world, providing every nation with a demonstration of the reality of God. And after that, the end of this age will arrive. For more details, he refers us to Daniel. Plus, we have the Apostle John's great revelation that gives us many specifics of how these things will play out. We each need to dedicate time studying these things so that we can be prepared for what's coming on this earth, which means staying in, living in the Bible and Holy Spirit, abiding in the Lord, abiding in the vine, will always be safe and secure. That is being prepared. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, that you prompted your disciples to ask, and you answered. And you do that with us, too. We thank you for your patience with us, that you love us so much and want us to be kept safe and secure in you. Help us to know your Holy Spirit more, to be comforted, and to be taught by all that you teach the Spirit to give us. May we be lights in this dark world. In Jesus' name, amen.